Hello there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Kind Correction, was written by Arthur Jackson. The early spring weather was refreshing, and my traveling companion, my wife, couldn't have been better. But the beauty of those moments together could have quickly morphed into tragedy if it weren't for a red and white warning sign that informed me I was headed in the wrong direction. Because I hadn't turned wide enough, I momentarily saw a do not enter sign staring me in the face. I quickly adjusted, but shuddered to think of the harm I could have brought to my wife, myself, and others if I'd ignored the sign that reminded me I was going the wrong way. The closing words of James emphasized the importance of correction. Who among us hasn't needed to be brought back by those who care for us from paths or actions, decisions, or desires that could have been hurtful? Who knows what harm might have been done to ourselves or others had someone not courageously intervened at the right time? James stresses the value of kind correction with these words in chapter 5, "Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins." Correction is an expression of God's mercy. May our love and concern for the well-being of others compel us to speak and act in ways that He can use to bring that person back. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from James chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. "My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins." Now, let's go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, what a sober reminder of the impact of sin and its devastating consequences in our own lives. When correcting others, whether they are a friend or a loved one, help us to do so with a kind word of correction that displays love, concern, and understanding. So keep us humble, Lord, because we all have sinned and fallen short of your glory, which places us in great need of a Savior. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.